The following is a recording for the Elementia Earnings Conference Call on Thursday, July 27, 2017, at 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Cassie, and I will be your conference operator. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Elementia Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ana Lourdes Benavides, Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Elementia's second quarter 2017 earnings conference call. My pleasure to be here with you today on my first call since joining Elementia. I hope to meet all of you in person very soon. Joining me is our Chief Executive Officer, Fernando Ruiz Díaz, and our Chief Financial Officer, Juan Francisco Sánchez. Please be advised that this call is for investors and analysts only. During this call, we will be discussing Elementia's performance as per the earnings release issued yesterday after the close. If you did not receive the report, it is available on our website at www.elementia.com within the Investor Relations section. Let me remind you that forward-looking statements based on information that is currently available may be made during this conference call. Please refer to the earnings release for more detail and a full disclaimer. Also, all figures discussed are in Mexican pesos, and quarterly variations are computed against the same quarter of the previous year, while cumulative variations are computed as compared to the same period of the previous year, unless otherwise stated. Now my pleasure to introduce Fernando Ruiz Díaz, our Chief Executive Officer, who will cover the main highlights of the quarter and provide a brief. Fernando, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ana, and welcome to the Elementia family. And thanks to everyone with us today for your interest in our company. I am pleased to have this opportunity to discuss Elementia's second quarter and first half 2017 results. In line with our long-term strategic plan, Elementia is shifting into a more integrated company as we enter into the midterm stage of what we call Elementia 2.0. We continue shifting from being a company with three divisions into a more integrated one that will be able to deliver products and solutions for both the traditional building as well as a more industrialized and sustainable building system. Aligned to this strategic plan, but addressing and not losing sight of the short term, we are currently focusing on the following three milestones. First, completing the cement capacity expansion in Mexico and executing its ramp-up. Second, fully integrating the 55% stake acquisition of the cement operations in the U.S. And last but not least, the reopening of the Indiana facility to further expand our building systems operations in the U.S. I will go into more detail on each of these shortly, but now let me review our operating performance of the quarter. As expected, Elementia reported yet another satisfying double-digit EBITDA and operating income growth for the second quarter, coming to 32% and 20% respectively, above last year, or 1% and 0.4% respectively in a pro forma basis, as if Giant was consolidated since January 2016. This performance was driven by the continued growth in both the cement and building system divisions, while the metal product division faced temporary headwinds. Let me give you some highlights and achievements by division, starting with cement. In the Mexican operations, we had another consecutive quarter of strong results. Both revenues and EBITDA significantly grew by more than 37% compared to second quarter 2016, despite the low startup in April due to the Easter holiday. Not only did this shift from the first quarter in 2016 to the second quarter of this year create a tougher comp, but the effects this year lasted 1 week longer than usual. This was, however, offset by additional volume sold in May and June as part of the ramp-up strategy for the Tula plant, or in other words, the output from grinding operations using third-party clinker, which brings me to our most recent event. The Tula plant expansion has been one of our main focuses, and I'm very proud to say that we have just started this operation, which was scheduled for the second half of the third quarter. But our focus and dedication to this project allowed us to deliver it ahead of schedule in early July. The project will increase Tula's production capacity by 1.5 million tons per year, increasing our cement capacity in Mexico from 2 to 3.5 million tons per year. Moreover, with the hopes of staying true to the relevance that innovation has within our strategy, the new line will be the most modern in America, as it was built using cutting-edge technology that guarantees product quality, high energy efficiency, and environmental protection to meet Elementia's sustainability and social responsibility standards. In the U.S. cement operations, Giant registered more than 50% growth in terms of volume sold compared to first quarter 2017. This pretty much reflects the strong seasonality that we have in this operation during the coldest months of the year. As you can see, the seasonality effect has ended. Therefore, it's important to highlight that we expect higher volumes in the third quarter. However, capacity utilization has not increased substantially since this is a transition year and we're in the middle of upgrading these assets to industry standards. We're still in the integration phase, meaning that operations are not at standard level due to ongoing maintenance work that will continue throughout the year. We have allocated maintenance capex to bring these assets back to par. Nevertheless, thanks to our effective management of operations with the acquisitions, we were able to report more than 260 million in the EBITDA in sales. As the year goes by and equipment is revamped, we expect results to show steady improvement and our vision of doubling 2016 EBITDA in a 3 to 4 year time frame remains. As our second main focus, Giant's integration process is going according to plan. Some of our recent achievements include the integration of a technical team, including experts from both operations, Mexico and the U.S., in order to integrate these operations more effectively, exchange best practices and know-how, and accelerate Giant's ramp-up. And also, as of 1 month ago, our U.S. cement operations welcomed its new controller, who's playing a key role in promoting Elementia's philosophy into Giant. And in terms of operating systems and according to plan, we're making progress to integrate into one template both operations in Mexico and the U.S. Integrating Giant into Elementia also means putting our best practices and know-how into process, and that includes having a company with the right team and structure. As some of you might know, due to Giant's limited cash flow before Elementia, there was a lack of personnel in key positions. So with that regard, we continue to be very active in giving Giant the organizational structure that it needs to drive and improve its operating efficiency. We will make sure to provide additional updates as these continue to develop in the next coming months. Moving now to the Metal Products division, it registered a 24% decrease in EBITDA, mainly due to the Easter holiday effect in volume sold, the decrease in copper prices, in combination with the strong peso appreciation, and a one-off event at the Vallejo facility caused by non-scheduled maintenance works, which also affected volume. We expect results to improve in the next quarter thanks to our strategic focus on higher value added products and cost-cutting initiatives that help improve metal yield. Turning finally to the Building Systems division, it pleases me to say that we continue to experience the strong turnaround that we expected as a result of the execution of the detailed strategy developed along with BCG. During the second quarter, we had an increase of 14% in revenues and 6% in EBITDA, largely driven by the strong performance in the U.S. and a solid turnaround in Mexico. Going further in depth by region, in the U.S., as our third main focus, results are very good and promising in the future, as clients have been accepting of our value proposition. Moreover, we have already begun the plan and CapEx allocation to reopen the Indiana facility. We have begun shipping products from the other facilities to the Indiana region so that when the facility initiates operations, it will be partially allocated. As expected, this has affected our operating margin due to the extended logistics and pre-operational expenses. Nevertheless, the benefits obtained in the medium term outweigh the downside, as it will enable us to have a solid client base in Indiana ready to go by the time the plant reopens in first quarter 2018. In Mexico, our go-to-market strategy focused on distributors and direct clients is already bearing fruit, reporting incremental volume, as we have also been quite successful in decreasing the reliance on government projects and increasing what we call the network. In Central America, despite a somewhat stagnant economy, operations remain strong, as we have gained market share in the Caribbean and Panama, and also we have increased exports to the U.S. from our operations in El Salvador. And in the Andean region, we reported mixed results. Colombia continues to face economic challenges due to limited disposable income derived from the increase in bank interest rates and the lack of government support for housing projects. On the upside, in Ecuador, volumes and revenues have improved largely due to the new construction projects that have been finally launched following the devastating earthquake that took place last year. And in Peru, we showed good volume growth due to the expansion and relocation projects. 2017 has been a year with many challenges. Yet, our results have proved that Elementia has the right team, technologies, and competitive advantages to excel in the construction business. Our clear roadmap will allow us to make Elementia a driver of change and to revolutionize the construction industry in the time to come. We believe our momentum continues to be very strong, and therefore we see ourselves reaching full Elementia 2.0 by 2020. I will now turn the call over to Juan Francisco Sánchez Kramer for further details on our financials. Juan Francisco, please go ahead.
Thank you, Fernando, and hello, everyone. During the second quarter 2017, Elementia continued its double-digit growth in both revenue and EBITDA, despite temporary expenses related to the startup of operations of the new cement lines at Tula and higher freight costs in the U.S. Building Systems division because of the startup plan of the Indiana facility. Supported by our commitment and discipline in implementing the Power of One corporate strategy, which helped us face an environment of prevailing economic and political uncertainty in the countries in which we operate, as well as the effects of the Easter holiday and election period in Mexico. Consolidated revenues increased 40% year over year, reaching 6.5 billion and 46% for the first half of 2017, totaling close to 13.1 billion. Supported by higher sales price and volume in all three divisions. 38% in the second quarter 17 and 35% in the first half 17 in cement for Mexico. For the U.S., the cement operations, minus 5% and minus 7% respectively. 5 and 16% in the metal products division respectively and 14 and 22% for the building system division. Respect. On a pro forma basis, that is, including the U.S. cement that is consolidated since January 1st, 2016, sales grew by 10% during the quarter and 16% for the first half of the year. In terms of revenue by region, Mexico takes the lead with 44%, followed by the U.S. with 38%, South America with 12%, Central America with 5%, and the remaining 2% was the rest of it. EBITDA reported an increase of 32% year over year, reaching close to $1.2 billion in the second quarter. And for the first 6 months, EBITDA showed a 28% increase, reaching $2.1 billion. This result is mostly driven by growth in the cement and building systems division as a result of management ability to properly execute the corporate and division strategy, cross-selling efforts, and strong brand positioning. We are also reporting net income of $245 million for the second quarter 17, versus a net loss of $177 million in the same period of 2016. This is mainly due to an exchange gain in the company's debt position. Now, for the first half of the year, net income reached $230 million versus a net loss of $26 million in the same period of 2016. On a pro forma basis, this line item reported a net loss of $284 million. I would now like to go into further detail with regards to the performance of each division. The Mexican operations for the cement division reported more than $1 billion in revenues for the quarter, 38% above second quarter, and 35% higher than the first half of 2016, reaching more than $1.9 billion as a result of incremental volume from the startup of grinding operations as part of the ramp-up of the expansion project. Meanwhile, EBITDA for the same period reached $437 million, up by 37% and 32% for the first 6 months, reaching $772 million. Benefiting from operating efficiencies to counter increase in energy and fuel costs, and the effect of the startup of grading operations at the pool of land, which, as Fernando just mentioned, has already started operations, over meeting our expectations. As you may recall, during our IPO roadshow, we announced our commitment to start up operations in the third quarter. I would also highlight that we were expecting margins to be around 35% for the Mexican operations as a result of the start up of the grinding operations and ramp up of the tool of the team. However, margins came up in higher than 42%. Also over meeting our expectations. Turning to the U.S. operations of the cement division, first, I would like to say that the integration of Giant, as well as the capital investment being made to bring the assets back to industry standards, are going according to plan. We must keep in mind that 2017 is a transitional year for our cement operations in the U.S. Assets upgrade work will be held throughout the whole year, partially impacting production depth. Nevertheless, this is part of the value generation roadmap developed along with the main company and benefits from Giant's turnaround with slowly but steadily within the second half of the year and the following year. On a pro forma basis, the U.S. cement division results for the second quarter 17 reported $1.2 billion in revenues, down 5%, and EBITDA of $232 million, a 17% decrease. For the first half of the year, revenues reached $2.1 billion and EBITDA $225 million, down 7% and 8% respectively. This was mostly coming from the aforementioned maintenance work held during the year. Also, it is important to highlight that based on the series scenario, volume sold during the second quarter was more than 60% higher than the first quarter of 2020. On to metal products, this quarter the division faced some headwinds caused by several factors. The first and most relevant one is the combined effect of the accelerated decline of copper prices and the steep appreciation of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar. These external and atypical factors have a negative impact on position inventory valuation which was reflected in the production cost. Second, the Easter holiday celebration, which affected volume sold in April for all three divisions, but in particular for metal products. Third, a one-off event at one of our facilities that translated into unplanned downtime, which also reflected volume sold. Fourth, higher electricity and natural gas costs. These factors were partially offset by the strategy of focusing on higher value-added products and the operational efficiency. Nevertheless, EBITDA was 24% down for the quarter and nearly flat during the first half of the year when compared to 2016. We expect to go back to our growth trend in the second half. Finally, moving to the Building Systems division, I'm proud to say that this division continues its upturn supported by the go-to-market strategy and post net sales growth of 14% in the second quarter and 22% in the first half. Despite the Easter holidays effect, which we mentioned mainly affect operations in Mexico, and also the increase in energy price. The division's strong performance was also a result of our customers' high acceptance of our products in the U.S., Mexico, and Central America, helping offset the low demand in the Andean region, specifically in Colombia, due to macroeconomic conditions that have affected domestic consumption, namely a 3% increase in VAT, interest rate increase, and the reduction of social health insurance. In terms of EBITDA, the division registered 285 million, 6% higher than 2016, and 539 million in the first half, showing a 7% increase versus 2016. Turning now to the balance sheet, cash and cash equivalents reached 3.2 billion, an increase of 19% compared to the year in 2016. Mainly due to CapEx invested in the cement capacity expansion in Mexico, maintenance and organic growth, as well as for the use of working capital related to sales increase from volume and price. Given the fact that more than 70% of our cash and cash equivalents are dollar denominated, there is also a currency exchange rate impact when expressed in Mexican pesos due to the aforementioned currency revaluation. Free cash flow before CapEx totaled 1.4 billion for the second quarter of 2017 due to an investment in working capital related to the additional volume sold in the building system in the U.S. parking. The Elementia debt position totaled 15.7 billion, decreased mainly due to the impact of the Mexican peso versus the U.S. dollar exchange rate on our dollar-denominated debt. The total payment of the USMN revolving credit line, and finally, the partial payment of 2.9 million on the ECA credit line with Chile. It is also important to mention that our debt position increased by the use of close to 9 million from the ECA facility with Santander for the cement capacity. In line with the company's strategy to keep a solid and flexible balance sheet, net debt to last 12-month EBITDA ratio, including giant pro forma, was 2.89 times, and interest coverage was 4.54 times, both in line with the covenant set by a financial institution. Also supporting this strategy, early this week we signed a new credit line with Scotiabank for 1.9 billion, which will be used to partially prepay the syndicated loan used as a bridge for the acquisition of 55% and control of Giant Cement TV. This new facility is part of Elementia's strategy to restructure our debt from short to a long term, and also at a very competitive rate. We expect to give further news on this regard in the third quarter. Finally, CapEx for the second quarter reached almost 1.2 million allocated towards the cement expansion in Mexico, as well as the yearly maintenance and bolt-on expansions, including the U.S. Cement operation. With this, I conclude my remarks, and before going to the Q&A, once again, we are pleased to welcome Anna to the Elementia family. So please, Anna, go ahead.
Thank you, Juan Francisco. Very briefly, and before moving on to the session, I would like to briefly recap on some other recent relevant events, starting by reminding my listeners that we held our first analyst day just a couple of months ago. I would strongly recommend that you visit our website and review this presentation so they contain important information and updates regarding Elementia's overall strategy and that of the division. By the way, we are currently working on launching a new website, which should be up and running in a couple of months. The idea is to basically make the experience more friendly and include additional valuable information for investors and analysts. Also, as Juan Francisco mentioned, just a couple of days ago, we entered into a new credit facility for 1.9 billion pesos with a maturity of 7 years and a 2-year grace period, bearing interest at CIF plus 140-160 basis points. Again, the intuition behind this transaction is to strengthen our balance and improve our debt profile by extending and well distributing our maturity profile. The proceeds from the transaction will be used to partially prepay the revolving credit line, freeing up to 78% of its availability. With this, we conclude the presentation of our results for the quarter, and let's now move to our Q&A session. Again, thank you for joining us today.
At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Aaron Holzberg of Santander.
Yes, good morning, and of course, congratulations on the early startup of the ramp-up and the financing. I had a question regarding financing. We were wondering if Elementia had been planning to come to U.S. bond markets to finance. I mean, given your currency mix and given the strong demand we're seeing in bond markets, we were surprised that you placed a local issue.
Hello, Aaron, and thank you for your question. As you might remember, we have discussed Elementia balance in terms of currency for both balance sheet, debt, assets, and cash flow. So for the time being, as we mentioned, we just get this new credit line that is based on pesos, Mexican pesos. So for the time being, we are not planning to go out to the market or international market. This does not, of course, limit this possibility for the future, but what I can tell you is, for the time being, we are pretty much focused on pesos facility.
Okay. Can I ask one more question? Could you give us a little more progress on the update of the turnaround of the building materials division?
Okay. Hi, Aaron. This is Fernando. We have made an exceptional good job, I would say, in the U.S. market and in Mexico as a whole. In the U.S. market in Mexico, as you may recall, we made a full potential analysis along with BCG, and we've been very successful implementing and putting it into execution. So we have been growing at a very, very important pace in the U.S. as well as in Mexico. What I can tell you, I mean, and I don't want to disclose a lot because it is a very important part of our strategy, but what I can tell you is that we have begun executing the operating startup for the Zaragoza facility. This is a plant that was idle. I don't know if you remember. It's located in north. It's located in Indiana, and it's set up to reopen in the first quarter 2018. We have a very good expectations there. And regarding Mexico, also we have been focusing a lot to our client network. We have been selling, as you know, all the government parts have been diminishing very importantly this year. So we have basically made a full swing there, focusing on our network, and we also have been very successful. So I think we have a very nice month to come regarding this division.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Luis de la Torre of Morgan Stanley.
Hi, Fernando and Juan Francisco. Thanks a lot for taking my question and congrats on the results. I just have two questions on your U.S. operations and your ability to ramp up. I guess my question is, you know, on my numbers, capacity utilization right now is around 60 to 65%. Is this sort of the highest number we should expect for the year? And then going into 2018, should we expect volumes to ramp up more significantly? And then on fiber cement, I mean, we saw great results, and it looks like you guys are taking market share in the U.S. I guess our question here is, are you seeing anything from the competitor, any reaction? Thank you very much.
Hello, Luis, and thank you for your question. Starting with cement, I mean, as we mentioned, 2017 is a transitional year, mostly because all the maintenance work we are doing, the heaviest maintenance work was done in the first quarter, but we will continue doing so throughout the year. Because of this, capacity utilization is not at the target yet. It is still going according to plan. It is also affected by seasonality, heavily affected by seasonality, because in the first quarter, the demand is much lower than in the rest of the year. The strongest quarters are the second and the third. So going straight to your question on capacity utilization, you have to balance yearly capacity utilization throughout the year. What I can tell you so far is we are doing progress, and capacity utilization is fairly flat when compared to last year, but we expect that it will begin to steadily show improvements in the second half of the year and the following year. So for the second part of your question, 2018 should begin also to show improvements in this regard.
And just complimenting
Bear
in mind that we're bringing these assets back to industry standards. So we are heavily investing to bring this back where they should be. So we're working very hard on that.
Yeah, I understand. I just meant for the year, for 2017 then, so maybe 2Q and 3Q would be the peak at the levels that we're seeing now, and then going into next year, would you be able to start ramping up volumes without all the maintenance shutdowns that you need to do? I guess that's what I was trying to ask.
Sure, and you're right. I mean, in 2018, we're expecting higher capacity utilization both in the first and, I mean, since the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Now, moving to the billing system question, as you well put it, we are growing faster than the market, so we are gaining market share, that is no doubt. We are very pleased with the progress that we have made implementing the go-to-market strategy. As we mentioned, we are preparing the market for the reopening of the Indiana facility. Again, very pleased with the progress and confident of the startup in early 2018. Of course, we are doing some noises in the market with all the players, not just with the big one. So, of course, there is ups and going with the competitors. They are not easy defeated or played with. They are very strong, and we are very pleased to have competitors like that.
And also, Luis, bear in mind, there's a tremendous market opportunity. If you take into account that Pioneer Cement only represents 20% of the whole siding market, I mean, there's a huge opportunity. So we think we can have interesting growth in the coming years there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Pablo Carrillo of BBVA Vancouver.
Thank you. My question has already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next
question. Thank you, Pablo.
Our next question comes from Ruben Lopez of Santander.
Hi, thank you for taking my question and congrats on the results. I have two questions. The first one is on cement in Mexico. Can you give us more color on volume and price performance during the quarter? I mean, how your results compare with the industry? And then the second one is on building systems. We saw an important improvement on margin Q-on-Q, despite the additional cost you are having related to the operating startup of Indiana facility. What should we expect going forward? Is the margin of the first two quarters sustainable for the back half of the year? Thank you.
Thank you, Ruben. Going to your question on the cement operations in Mexico, as we mentioned, we started the grinding operations to begin preparing the market for the startup of the full facility or the full expansion that we are just starting. As we mentioned, we completed we managed to start it up just early this month. So we are very, very pleased, and thank you for your comment. This going to volume and pricing. So we, during the first half of the year, we increased the volume that we are selling because of these grinding operations. And now that we have started the facility, the full facility, volumes will, of course, be moving along according to plan. We remain on the plan for the full ramp up in a time frame of 2 to 2.5 years. Regarding pricing, as you know, pricing in all markets are set by the normal industry dynamics, that is offer and demand balance. And also bear in mind that we are focused on the self-construction segment of the market. So we believe that pricing movements will be very steady for the rest of the year. Going to margin, as we mentioned, we were expecting margins to come down because of both the grinding operations and the startup or beginning of the ramp up of the facility. We are very pleased again to say that this declining margin has not been as marked as we expected. The operations have proven to be much more efficient. So we are very pleased that margins have only come down to some 40%. We expect, or the expectation is still in place, that margins will go up to some mid-40s as we move along with the ramp up. Going to building systems and your question on margin, this quarter it was heavily impacted because two main things. One, the U.S. operations, as we mentioned, we are increasing volume toll in the U.S., and so we are moving or sending products from all three facilities to the Indiana region in order to prepare the market. This has an impact on margin because additional freight costs. Second, as Fernando mentioned, the Andean region performance was not as good as it has been because mainly of Colombia. Colombia is going through difficult macroeconomic conditions, mainly because of the increase on taxes, tax rates, interest rates, and lesser subsidies for housing, social housing in particular. We believe that this is temporary, and we believe that for the next year, things will come back to usual performance.
Hi, thanks, Juan Francisco, and welcome, Ana.
Our next question comes from Pablo Ricade of Merrill Lynch.
Hi, good morning, Fernando Francisco. Thanks for the call. I have a question for your Mexican cement operations. When do you expect to see benefits from more spending related to 2018 presidential election, and how do you expect them to compare with this year election cycle?
Pablo, can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, I am wondering when do you expect to see benefits from more spending related to 2018 presidential election, and how do you expect them to compare with this year election cycle?
Hello, Pablo, and thank you for your question. As you might recall, going through division, for the cement division, we are pretty much focused on self-construction, so we have very limited exposure to this kind of products. In metal products, it is none. We are focused on industrial applications and construction applications, none of them related to government projects. And building systems that has, used to have more exposure to this kind of project, part of the strategy has been to have less dependency on this kind of project. So we are not really focusing the strategy on projects related to government or elections or whatever. We are setting the strategy on a, let's say, steady and normal market dynamic.
Yeah. Okay, and a second question, if I may. Have you secured anything for the new airport?
I mean, again, we are not focused on this kind of projects. We have discussed before that given the focus of the cement business mainly on self-construction, we are not targeting to get involved in the project, in the airport project.
If, and for instance, Pablo, we have a company within the building systems division in Mexico, which is called Comacop, which is basically pre-fabricated reinforced piping. So going to your question, our product is already specified for part of the airport, and we will compete on part of maybe on concrete, but just a little bit. I mean, we're focused to the self-construction industry.
Okay, perfect. So very limited effect from both things.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. Again, that was star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Fernando Sanchez of UBS.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and congratulations on the results. Just wanted to ask one question just to get a better sense on volumes and pricing in cement in Mexico. So sales went up 38%, so assuming a high teen price increase for cement, would it be fair to assume a volume increase of around 10%? Thanks.
Hello, Fernando, and thank you for your question. As you might have seen in our report, we are not including or disclosing variations in pricing and volume because of the strategic reasons facing the startup of expansion, the capacity expansion. So because of those reasons, we cannot open these figures. But what I can tell you is since this second quarter, we are, of course, increasing some volume because of the grinding operation, and it will continue to improve as we ramp up the new facility.
Are you going to expect something similar to what we have done in the past, Fernando?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touchtone phone now. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, so thank you, operator. And just as a closing remark, I would like to highlight that we are on track on our three main areas of focus, which are the start and ramp up on the cement capacity expansion in Mexico, the giant integration, and the reopening of the Indiana facility. So once again, thank you all for your interest in Elementia. If you have further questions, please do not hesitate to contact Juan Francisco, Anna, or myself. Have a nice rest of the day. Thank you all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.